Thank you, Madam Chair. Ireland is fully committed to strengthening international cooperation and assistance between states parties under Article 10 of the Treaty. The article is critical and indeed an essential part of the international community's collective efforts to prevent and control outbreaks of disease. The COVID-19 pandemic indeed demonstrated in the starkest terms this need for states parties to work together. Article 10 must continue to be a central part of the intersessional process. My delegation was pleased to financially support the ISU in the development of the existing database, but we recognise that there is more work to do to improve the operation of this important tool. In the final document of this REFCON, we should acknowledge the continued value of the database, but also take a decision to establish a specific cooperation and support post within the ISU to match offers with requests. This would give practical expression to the collective desire of states parties for a more functional and efficient database. This would, of course, also require necessary decisions to strengthen both the mandate and the resources of the ISU. Nothing comes for free, and we need to acknowledge that we, as states parties, need to properly resource the convention we want to see in the future. Chair, my delegation supports many of the proposals we've heard yesterday and today on further strengthening the implementation of Article 10. Specifically, the proposal made by Senegal, Togo and France to establish an online platform dedicated to biosafety and biosecurity under Article 10 is very valuable. Improving national capacities is also critical. Developing national action plans with the involvement of agencies and relevant stakeholders is key and would help to enhance international, regional and sub-regional cooperation and achieve effective and, importantly, long-term sustainable outcomes. My delegation has spoken at length on the issue of biosecurity management standards yesterday under Article 4, and I won't revisit those comments now, but wish to acknowledge the relevance of those discussions to Article 10 also. And finally, my delegation fully supports the proposals to adopt a gender lens with respect to Article 10, in addition to the concrete language we proposed yesterday for the review section. I thank you, Madam Chair.